Well, thank you, worship team, and thank you, Tracy, for being volunteered to help out. And Tracy was at the service on Friday night. I don't know if some of you remember the Perrys, Melinda and Lyle, that used to go here and their three kids, but they had a memorial service for her in Lake Zurich Friday. And a loving family. She was 80 years old. And her husband survives, he's 79. And I went and sat and had a conversation with him. My wife always accused me, wherever you go, there's somebody you know or something about him. And I had just met him a few days before, and we were planning out the service. His name was Oscar, and Melinda has a brother, Oscar Jr. But Oscar Sr., the dad, at 79, he had worked at Stevenson High School for 40 years. As a security person. And we started talking, and we knew three superintendents and two of the business managers and some of the kids on the sports team. So it was like a renewal type of thing. And to see his children and grandchildren hug him and his family love upon him, it was just a wonderful time of sharing and caring together. So remember Munez's family and the Perry family. She was from Texas, Dallas Cowboy fan, fanatic, and a Cubs fan, fanatic, you know. And any football team is a fanatic, you know. If you talk to Mr. Velo, he's a Green Bay fanatic. If you talk to somebody else, they might be a Bears fanatic. So we all have it. The pastor gave a summary of the Pentecost, and really all I need to do is give the benediction. Because he covered it pretty well as to what was going on. But I'm going to start in verse 5 and read through verse 23, or maybe 21. I'll stop at 21. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to the Cyrene and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, certain Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others mocked them, saying, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since this is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered throughout the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that it will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And even on my male servants and female servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire, vapor or smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And we'll stop at verse 21 there, and let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words. We thank you for what Pastor shared with us about the day of Pentecost. We'll review just a little bit of that. And we just praise you for sending the Holy Spirit to be with us, because we're no longer under the law, but we're under grace. And it's because of that Holy Spirit and Jesus, who sits at the right hand of the Father, that intercedes for us. Hear our prayers this day, guide and direct our thoughts and deeds, and may that always be for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I was going to put my wife was going to do a PowerPoint for me, but, you know, we had a busy weekend with the three people in the hospital. Deontay Booker also went in. And then our family, Gabe and Jamie, rented out their house, and they haven't closed on their other house. So they said, oh, we're coming for the weekend to live with you. So we had all of them. So we had a house full of people, and we had Brianna. So it was quite a going on. So I came over to Pastor's office to get some studying done, because
Amen.
We had something going on everywhere. But the word Pentecost means 50. And so the day of Pentecost, as the Spirit, the Holy Spirit came, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came that sound, that mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in a tornado or there's been a storm, but when I was about 4 years old in Alabama, there was a tornado, and I saw a bed sheet that went through a tree. It was like somebody had nailed it through the tree. And people that have been in storms testify of all kinds of things. They say they hear like a locomotive coming, and they try to get to their basement. If they don't have a basement, they try to get into a bathtub or into a closet or somewhere low, because when the tornado passes over, everything is blown away. And when you see the pictures on the news, you see the pictures where it's like a dollhouse where the top has been ripped off, and you can see the rooms if there are rooms left. And one house may have been picked up off its foundation and moved to another place. And suddenly there came from the heavens a sound like a rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And the divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, if I could, I'd start speaking in another language. And then the people that could understand Spanish or French, they'd say, you know, what is Clarence? Is he drunk or something? What's going on here? He's speaking a language we never heard of him. And so, but now we talk about the feast that Pastor talked about and the celebration. And the Holy Spirit that came, when the Holy Spirit came, it was the Feast of the First Fruit. It was originally one of the three harvest festivals, but it was commemorated as the anniversary of the giving of the law on Mount Sinai, because it was thought that God gave the law to the Israelites 50 days after the Exodus. So Pentecost would come in May or June, and so that's why we celebrate it at this time. Now, I only have 7 points today. I don't have sub-points underneath them. And my wife says, what, no sub-points? This is a short sermon. I said, oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll make that long. You know how some people are long-winded. So that word Pentecost means 50. And just think of those people that were speaking in tongues. Now, in verse 5, now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, and it's somewhere between 11 and 17 different nations, or 11 and 17 different languages that are spoken. And there's over 200 countries today, and I think CEF is in all the countries except for North Korea. And imagine all the different languages today, than people that would be speaking the different languages. And you would be hearing them, and you would be saying, you know, when I was growing up as a child and someone spoke in tongues, there had to be someone else there to interpret what they were saying. Otherwise, you didn't know if they were drunk or not, because they were saying all these things that didn't make any sense to you, and you could not understand them. And they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. So there they were in Round Lake Beach and hearing all the Round Lake Beach people speak in different languages of all over the world, all 200 and some countries. You would be bewildered. We have like 36, 37 people here, 38 people. So if you heard 38 different languages being spoken, you would say, what is it with those people at Lake Region Bible Church? Have they been drinking wine before the service or something? Are they drunk? What's going on? Because they were all Round Lake Beach. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, are not all those who are speaking Galileans? So they were all Galileans. And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the residents of Mesopotamia. And I'll skip going on and on because we've read that before. But there were about, at that time, between 11 and 17 different languages. And people were hearing them speak in their own language. So Luke, who was a Galilean, was speaking in Mede. Or he was speaking in an Asian language. And they said, how is it that Luke can do this? What is he? Is he drunk or something? And but Peter came and he stood to their defense. But Peter, in verse 14, if we go back to verse 12, and all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean? What does this mean that Luke can speak in all this in a language that he does not know, but we can understand him? Was he trained or something? But others started mocking Luke, and they said, he's filled with wine. He's drunk. There's just something wrong with him. But Peter came to all their defense, all these Galileans that were speaking all these different languages. And Peter said, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose. And when they say, give ear to my word, they mean, hey, listen, right now, I want you to listen up. I used to have a football coach that when he wanted to do something, he'd say, listen up, guys. And when he said, listen up, that meant he wanted your attention. So Peter says, give ear to my words, for these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. Third hour of the day, which meant it was 9 o'clock in the morning. Because the first hour of the day starts at 6. Because the day is a 12-hour from 6 in the morning till 6 at night. When we were on our trip to Israel and we were in Jordan, it was on a Friday, and there were all these kids running around trying to sell you stuff. And my first thought, being a school teacher, is, hey, how come all these kids are running around trying to sell you stuff? How come they're not in school? Well, because they began the Sabbath. It began on that Friday and ended, you know. So that's why they were off, you know. And those were mostly Muslims. In Israel, you have mostly the Jews. But that's why they didn't have school on Friday. So that's why they were there, and that's why they were doing all these things, because the Sabbath was considered the first time you see three stars at night, which is about 6 o'clock. You can start seeing the stars when it gets dark, unless you live in the city, because in the city in Israel, it's just loaded with cars. You would think you were in Chicago if you saw the traffic. And if you saw the buses, you would say, where did all these people come from? Well, they came from all over the world. Well, where did all these people came from? Well, they came from all over, and they were all hearing the word in their language. The Holy Spirit was upon the Galileans and as they spoke the word. And Peter says, listen up, for these people are not drunk as you suppose, and it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. The prophet Joel said this, and in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, starting with verse 17. And in the last days it shall be, God declares that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. So the Holy Spirit is poured out on all flesh. Everybody. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And even my male servants and female servants in those days, I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, and blood, and fire, and vapor, and smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. Stopping at verse 20. Because in the Old Testament, they were still under the law, you know, and you had to make offerings. You had to make sacrifices. And you were expected to give the best. You know, you couldn't take, like, you know, I got this wonderful beef cow here, and or lamb, but, you know, I'm not going to give the best part of the lamb. I'm going to save the best part back because that'll be really good eating. But I'll offer up less than the best. But God wants us to offer our best to Him and what we have to offer. He doesn't care what it is that we have to offer, like the widow who gave just a few pennies. But He wants us to be a cheerful giver in what we say. And the Holy Spirit was upon these men, and they were not drunk. They were fulfilling the prophecy that was in Leviticus 23:16. That's where it talks about that grain and being under the law, and one of those times where it was a time of celebration, but it was 50 days after the Exodus, and they thought that that was the time that it must be, because that's the way that God wants it. But they were no longer under the law, because it was when the Holy Spirit came. They're now under the Holy Spirit. When they were under the law, they had to obey the laws. You know, when you're driving down the highway and the speed limit says 65, and you figure, well, I'm allowed an extra 5 miles, so you drive 70. And if the speed limit's 70, you drive 75. And if the speed limit's 30, you drive 35. And you say, well, they won't stop me for just being 5 miles, because that's the law. You're under the law. But when the Holy Spirit came, you're under the Holy Spirit. And it's internal. You're under your self-conviction. You know, sometimes we say when we're having a dinner or a meal, I always like to do this. They will walk up next to me and there will be an empty chair. And they say, is that chair saved? And I say, no, it's not even under conviction. It doesn't even know it's done something wrong yet. So, you know, and I will do things like that. So now we're under the Holy Spirit, not under the law. And so that's why in tithing, they expected that 10% was above, because you had to give more than 10%, because you had to give to the priest, and then you had other givings. And so now God says, I want you to give as you have considered in your heart before you ever came to church. What did you consider that you would give this day? And so, I think that's my phone dinging. That's why my wife took it away from me. She took it away from me Friday also. Anyways, consider in your heart what you will give. So each time you come to church, consider in your heart what you will give. And God loves a cheerful giver. Actually, it says hilarious giver. The Holy Spirit is upon you. And the Holy Spirit were on these men, and they were able to speak in tongues, and they were able to speak in languages. And people said, well, wait a minute. Did Luke learn a language over the weekend this week? Did Luke learn French? Now he's speaking in French. And now he's speaking in Spanish. Did he learn both those? And they were saying, no, it was the Holy Spirit that came upon them, that gave them the power, that empowered them to speak in a language that they did not know. But the people that were hearing the language understood the language and said, how can Luke be speaking in French? How can Luke be speaking in Japanese? Well, if it was Ben, we know he's been studying some Japanese, so yeah, he would probably have some words, but it was Luke, and he was speaking in Japanese, and he was speaking in Chinese, and then he was also speaking in some of the African languages, and you know, Africa is a continent, not just one country. And a lot of people did not believe this because they were in denial. And that's, I'm not talking about the river in Africa. They were in denial about what's going on, that these people are drunk. There's something wrong with them. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus' life and power and strength. And it's through his life, power, and strength that we're able to go on because the Holy Spirit comes upon us. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, then we're able to do those things. It's not we ourselves. It's God. It's three persons, one God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we call upon him, and we pray to him, and we ask. And anything that we ask in the name of the Lord, he will provide for us. Not our greeds, but our needs. So he will provide that. So the reaction of the crowd, Peter was able to calm them down. And this Holy Spirit was up on all people. All the sons, the daughters, even the servants. You know, one of the things that showed that you were loyal to your master as a servant and you wanted to stay on is you get your ear pierced if you were a male. That was a sign. So, you know, when you see guys walking around with their ears pierced, maybe that means they are devoted to their spouse or someone or whatever. Because back in those days, that was that sign symbol. But when they heard this, they said these people had to be drunk. And so that's how it is with us. Sometimes when we hear people saying things, we don't necessarily believe it. But the Holy Spirit may have come over them and they're saying things. But if people are speaking in tongues in here, there needs to be somebody here to interpret what they say. Otherwise, how are we going to know? Because we don't know those languages. And even though there were 11 to 17 areas or nations, it made a big difference. So this miraculous work, Jesus is the Messiah, and therefore we know that the power of God sent the Holy Spirit, because Jesus' very words said that when I leave you, I will send a helper. I will send someone to be with you. And it's that phrase, almost but not completely yet. It's sort of like being a teenager. It's sort of like having a driver's permit. You're almost ready to drive by yourself, but not yet. You just can't take the car. So Amy just can't say to Pastor Marcus, you know, I'm going to be using the car tonight, so you'll have to find something else to do. She's almost, but not yet. So when that Holy Spirit came, it was almost, but not yet completely fulfilled for all, for everything that the Holy Spirit was going to be doing. But it was doing enough thing that people were amazed with just the language alone. And that people believed and that they were saved. That's the most important thing. And that's part of the Great Commission. The Great Commission, after all, is go. Go and tell the word. And if you want to go and tell the word, you have to be able to speak in the language of the people. And people that are missionaries go to language school to learn these languages. But here, these Galileans, all of a sudden, they're given the Holy Spirit. It's upon them. And they are now speaking in tongues, speaking languages that the people understand. And the people are saying, Luke is a Galilean. How is he speaking French? How does he do that? Did he have a lesson? No, he didn't. The Holy Spirit came upon him. He was able to do that. And that's what the day of Pentecost is about, and the power and the strength. And that's what we should be about, is saying, what is it that the Holy Spirit wants us to do? Do we pray? Do we ask? Do we pray in the name of Jesus? Show us what you would have us to do. but there are many more, many people less fortunate than ourselves, and many people that have not heard the gospel message. So, like when I did the ceremony Friday night, always offered the gospel message, because you never know when it's going to be the last time. Before the great fire in Chicago, Dwight Moody, it was one of the few times that he did not offer the gospel message for people to come forward. And he felt really bad because of the great fire, thinking, I wonder how many people were at that meeting that never heard the word, that invitation to come forward. And so it was raining really hard, and he got up with an umbrella. And he said, should I go out? There won't be anybody this hour. It was 2 or 3 in the morning. But he went out, and he saw a man with an umbrella. And he asked, can I share your umbrella? And yes. Not only did he share the man's umbrella, he shared the gospel message with him, which is so important. So you never know what the Lord has planned for you and how the Holy Spirit will guide and direct you unless you're willing to listen and to learn and to pray and to ask that God's will be done. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this day we come before you and ask that your will be done in our lives. We are sinners. We are all sinners, and we fall short of the mark. And if we say we have not sinned, we're not being truthful and honest. For you know our deeds. You know our hearts. We pray for those that are sick and suffering, especially we lift up Scott and his hiccups, and that you would improve his health and help with his abdominal pains and suffering. We thank you that Kathy's home and pray for her continued health. We pray for Deontay, that he's home from the hospital as well after passing out right after work and having to be taken by emergency to St. Joe's Hospital in Joliet. We pray for others that might be sick and suffering this day. But we give praise this day for wherever your word is preached, wherever the gospel goes forth, wherever an invitation is offered. And even this day, if there's anyone here that does not know you as their personal Savior, have them talk to Pastor or myself or Mike or Kevin, and to hear the gospel, to know that Jesus' death on the cross was not in vain, and that when he left, he sent a helper, the Holy Spirit, to be with us. And we celebrate the day of Pentecost. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.